Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena, Latia, how's it going?
Morena, Johnny, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, just cruising through this Friday morning here at 95BFM. Is it potentially a weekend where we might be able to fit in a film or watch some TV. What have you got for us this morning?
Yes, well, I was very lucky to get invited to a preview screening of Anora, the new Sean Baker film at the Hollywood Avondale. Shout out to Ensemble Magazine for the invite. I've been very, very excited for this film. Sean Baker, he's an American director. People might know his other works. The Florida Project was a beautiful film, came out a few years ago. Tangerine, Red Rocket. He does like a lot of stories about people who are often living on the edges of society, who are a little bit outcast, but they're always really heartfelt, very funny films. His latest one, Anora, it won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, so like probably one of the biggest awards in cinema. And it stars Mikey Madison, who, she's just this radiant, beautiful, incredible actor. She was one of the Manson girls in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And everyone from that movie who was like in the young supporting actors have gone on to become big stars now. So she plays Anora, who is a sex worker. She's, what do they call it, an exotic dancer. From Brooklyn, and one day at work she meets the son of a Russian oligarch, Ivan, who's kind of young and rich and wild and kind of bratty, but quite funny and sweet. And they kind of go on this adventure and they get married, and it's this sort of fun, just outrageous fairy tale before reality sets in once his family in Russia find out. And I really loved it. I had so much fun in the film. It is really funny, but also really heartbreaking. And there's times where you think, oh God, is it going to go there? But it doesn't lean into cliche. It does something, I think, a lot more human, and a lot more vulnerable, but still got this kind of, it's got this beautiful humour to it, and Mikey, who plays Anora, is just an incredible actor. She's amazing. Supporting cast are amazing. It took turns that I didn't expect. It is quite long, but you just it kind of breezes by. And the soundtrack is great as well, and it's just beautifully shot. It doesn't come out till Boxing Day, though. That's the only thing. So you've got to wait a little while, but definitely worth seeing.
It scores incredibly high on Rotten Tomatoes, Letterboxd, and IMDb. So the people that have seen it are loving it.
Yeah, it's just like Sean Baker just has a way of, I think, he does realism, but it's not, sometimes I think, that gritty kind of realism where it gets so kind of too real and too dark that it sort of feels like you're just sort of swimming in like a pit of doom. Like it's just like, oh God, it just kind of trudges along. Like I think he really gives something very authentic and very human to these characters. And also just like no one's perfect in this film, and I like that. It's like everyone is a little bit morally grey. Everyone, you know, there's parts of them that are sort of quite funny and sweet and heartfelt, and then there's bits that can be quite violent and selfish and ruthless and brutal, and they kind of all swim within that, which is, you know, I think just all people kind of occupy very complex dimensions. And I think that's one quality of his films that I've always really loved, and that he doesn't, I think with these types of films, there's like a really fine line that it could tip, you know, one way or the other. And I think he never judges his characters. Like you can tell it's coming from a real place of love, and it's not judging them despite some of their more wild or more reckless decisions. There's a real humanity in the way he writes and directs. And yeah, I think it's one of those really charming, stunning films. And I can see why it's got the hype that it has. And yeah, I just, you know, there's a lot of big blockbusters coming out at the moment, and you know, there's the Wickeds and this and that, but, you know, I think just still, you know, indie films, I love indie films and supporting those films, and when they come out and go into the cinema, it'll be a great kind of summer watch.
Excellent. And it's going into cinemas on Boxing Day, which
Boxing Day
is traditionally like a massive day of movie watching, eh?
Yeah, I think particularly like in the States where it's winter, probably more than like the Southern Hemisphere. But yeah, and I'm really excited to see. I really hope like Mikey is kind of a front runner for like Best Actress consideration. I think that would be really exciting to have her up there. She's won. She's got a lot of really amazing recognition at the film festival for her work. So it'd be cool to see if this kind of can get in the awards contention amongst some of the other, you know, big studio blockbusters as well.
Excellent. Now, Latia, the name of the film once again?
Anora.
Anora, in cinemas on Boxing Day. Hey, Latia, thank you for the review this morning. Awesome.
Thank you. No worries. I'll see you next week.
Will do.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.